Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Well, Tom Ackerman, you know what? Despite the fact that both of our brackets are busted and our hearts are broken, it's still the best time of year. I'm going to stick with that.
Of course it is. It's a great time of year, and sometimes you just get beat by a better team, and I think that happened to both of us. The better team won. I know that Vegas had both of those games picked close, but
yeah,
Miami was just better than Indiana last night, and, you know, I knew it was bound to happen. I just didn't see Indiana being good enough to win six in a row against this kind of competition, as much as I love them. And then Kentucky, I just didn't totally trust Kentucky against K-State, and it turned out to be true. It's a good tournament still. I think there are a lot of – you know what? I was looking around at this thing, and it's a pretty good array of conferences too. I mean, the SEC still has Tennessee in it, still has Arkansas and Alabama in it. So that's strong. The Big Ten only has one in there, Michigan State. The ACC only has one in there, Miami. Big East is still pretty tough. Big 12 gets Texas and K-State still hanging around. So, you know, I mean, you got a couple of West Coast teams in Gonzaga and UCLA and San Diego State. And that's a nice array of teams. I think it'll be a really good tournament. A lot of the Blue Bloods are out. Duke got knocked out. Kentucky out. Indiana out. Kansas out. And then, you know, I mean, as you reached out to me over the weekend, I took some glee. I didn't say too much about it out there on social media, but, you know, Purdue losing. I mean, and I love Matt Painter. I really do. I love their coach. It's more that their fans just hate us for whatever reason. So we're their rival, and when Purdue talks, and the Purdue fans get beat, you know, that's a tough one to take. But then we follow with a thumping by Miami that was equally disheartening.
Yeah, I felt the same way when Kansas lost. I was quietly happy, but I didn't want to gloat because I knew we had a game coming up, and now the Kansas fans felt the same way with Kentucky lost, I'm sure.
Yeah, anything can happen. And then you have Missouri, you know, so Missouri loses to Princeton, and the problem that Missouri has, and I love this coach, Dennis Gates, and I love their team. I thought they had a really great year, but the style of offense that they play, which is a five out, which means you basically have five players with the same skill set. They can all shoot threes, they can all handle the ball, they can all crash the glass. That's all great. But if you don't play physical around the rim, you are going to lose in this tournament. And Princeton was just slashing to the bucket, scoring layups. And then, you know, Missouri was trying to get into a three-point shooting contest with Princeton. And you're going to lose that. I mean, that's not going to happen. You've got to go inside and be physical with them. And they got schooled by Princeton. So that was a lesson learned, I think, for Mizzou, as good of a season as they have had. But there are a lot of teams that had really good years that got stopped in their tracks in this tournament, and that is college basketball for you, plain and simple.
No kidding. So it was a big weekend all the way around. I mean, the how about that soccer team? St. Louis SC just set a record, right, for an expansion team?
It's incredible. They're the first expansion team to go 4-0. They're the only team in Major League Soccer to be 4-0. And they did it with their first shutout. They beat San Jose 3-0. So really the narrative has changed here. It went from Little St. Louis City SC, like, how are they going to adjust to Major League Soccer, these new players? Now it's, how is MLS going to adjust to City? I mean, they have to figure out how to stop this system. Their fast attacking system is working, and they've beaten now four teams in a row. So it's very impressive, and, of course, the crowd responds with tons of noise, and they're out there in the cold on Saturday, a couple of sellouts. It is really great what's happened so far, and the Battle Hawks drawing big crowds. I know they lost, but, you know, this is about just bringing football back to St. Louis and having some fun. And, you've got all those people downtown in one night. That's really great.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So let's talk baseball for a couple minutes. We are 10 days away, right, from the opening game here in St. Louis?
10 days from opening day, 1 week from the Cardinals breaking camp. Next Monday, they will play in Sarasota against the Orioles, and then they will fly out of here and go home, and they'll play the 30th against the Blue Jays at Busch Stadium. So in this week, this is a big, big week, and a lot of decisions are going to be made. There are a number of them. The biggest one is Jordan Walker. Will he start with this team? And I mean start. There's one thing making the team. There's another if you're Jordan Walker, because if you're going to be on the Cardinals and you're Jordan Walker, you're going to start in the outfield. You're either going to start in St. Louis or Memphis. So that's the decision they have to make. Is he one of the best three outfielders? Right now, clearly he has performed as such. They do have O'Neill, Nootbaar, and Carlson as the incumbents, so he's going to have to outplay one of those to get into the rotation. And so far he has done everything they have asked him to do, including making a great transition from third base to outfield, runs the bases great. But make no mistake about it, this is about the sound of the ball off of his bat is remarkable. He is a very, very good offensive player. And he came in with so much hype. It's rare that somebody comes in as hyped as he was and then actually goes over the top in terms of expectations. That's what he has done. And then you have the other decision to be made is the bullpen, where they have like 13 or 14 pitchers they're trying to cram into eight spots. So they have to figure out who fits there, and that competition continues this week. The backup catcher position is up for grabs, I think. The utility position is also a decision to be made because Paul DeJong has been injured, and they have to figure out if they can get him to play or not. If he plays tomorrow, which is possible, with lower back tightness, then that could nudge somebody out. If he has to start the season on the injured list, that could open up another spot for somebody. So it's a big week for the Cardinals.
No kidding. And I know this is going to sound like a naive question because I just haven't followed it at all. Has Waino not been there for the entire camp? Are they all still in?
He was here in the beginning, but he, Miles Michaelis, Paul Goldschmidt, and Nolan Arenado play for Team USA.
Yeah, and they're still playing.
The World Baseball Classic, yeah. So he pitched last night. Wainwright did an incredible job last night getting out of a bases-loaded jam in the first inning and then ended up pitching four innings. It was classic Waino escaping a jam. And then Miles Michaelis pitched four innings after him, and the two of them gave up only two runs to Cuba on the night. So that's good. You have Wainwright is pitching in a high leverage situation in front of a huge crowd, adrenaline pumping. This is the kind of stuff you want to see out of Wainwright. So that's a good thing. Here's the not so good thing. You risk injury playing in these situations, just like you do down here in Jupiter. But in the World Baseball Classic last night, a day after Jose Altuve broke his thumb getting hit by a pitch, Nolan Arenado gets hit in the right hand. And I mean, Cardinal Nation is like holding its breath.
Sure.
They take him in for x-rays. X-rays are negative. He didn't seem to be too bothered by it after he was hit, but still. And we'll see how he is today. But the Cardinals superstar should be all right. And Goldschmidt hit a massive home run yesterday. Arenado had a good day at the plate. They'll play for the championship tomorrow.
Nice. So when are you coming back, Tom?
I'll be back when they break camp. So they're out on the 27th. I'll be back on the 28th. We'll have a couple days to get ready for the 30th. A huge party outside the stadium. If you haven't heard, we do a private tailgate party that starts at 10 a.m. I'll be on the air at noon. We go inside to the Clydesdales at 1:40 and for the broadcast. I think the gates open for the Clydesdales at 2:30 for their trot around the track, and then we play. So it's exciting to see this is all coming together.
10 days out. Tom Ackerman, have fun, my friend, and what sunshine you have left down there. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yep, we'll talk to you soon. Tom Ackerman, live in Jupiter. Wouldn't we all like to be live in Jupiter? Probably a lot of people down there for spring break this week. Who knows? Seeing their Cardinals. Good for them.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.